Welcome to Joygasmic Shorts, a power-packed experience to give you the best out of our interviews. If you're back for more, remember to subscribe and give us a five-star rating. It helps us reach more people and create our shared dream of an enlightened planet. Thank you so much. Enjoy the short.
Lourdes, I need all the help I can get. I had like a half a teaspoon of honey a couple of days ago. I'm still figuring that out, right? Like, it's like body doesn't handle the sugar well. And it's like, well, this whole, we could, I don't even, if you want to get into like a whole talk about like why our bodies don't handle sugar well, like I'm totally happy to jump into that if you've got thoughts around that.
Yeah, no, we should talk about the chemical toxicity that is in our food that is particularly responsive, reactive, and dangerous for special kids and kids in general, but it's really special kids. We have a lot of these kids are intolerant of dairy, they're intolerant of wheat, they're intolerant of gluten, they're intolerant of yeast and all these things. And it's really, it's been an interesting thing in my practice the last 4 years. I have been doing my own little clinical trials where I actually pull out all the gluten-free products, which of course are loaded with tapioca flour and fillers and more sugar and, you know, guar gum and all of these, you know, carrageenan, it's a cancer-causing agent, you know. Have all these alternatives which are not necessarily healthy, but that we think they're better because they're not the one that we think is the problem. And what's interesting in what I'm seeing as a really big theme in my, and that the results are there in my clinic, is that when we replace an organic instead of the conventional, there is a different level of tolerance because we don't have the glyphosate toxicity. So a lot of celiacs or borderline gluten intolerant, dairy intolerant, actually have the big reactions that we see and that are noteworthy to the glyphosate, which is a glyphosate poisoning. So if we put the organics in, everything changes.
Yeah, maybe they can handle, maybe actually the wheat can be handled. It's the conventional Roundup chemicals, glyphosate. There's like so many other chemicals that come in with that. I remember I did reading around that a while ago and I was just like, ah, like, you know, there's so much.
Absolutely, you've hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And so it's a real paradigm shift. And to say, okay, I'm actually going to do a 6-month trial of nothing but organic food for just my special needs child, right? Let's just do that because there's a lot of money and a lot of time and resources put into that. Let's do it and let's see if there's a difference. And I have to tell you, within 2 weeks, it's like turning a different light switch on. Kids start reading. Kids start, who were nonverbal, stop. They start speaking. Children who are body slamming and sensory seeking and head banging, stop. So this is where you look at it and you go, how much of it is also these genetic mutations, these miasms, and how much of it is just environmental toxicity that all of our kids are experiencing because they're all having the same food, but this one has the wiring that, just like the immunization, short circuits the body and goes, nah, can't do it, and all the symptoms come.
I can't say, like, it's so challenging even to find food. Like, the organic foods are better in general, but like, even with those, you still need to do watching, especially the prefab stuff. A lot of those, like, conventional companies are getting into doing organic stuff. They're just changing the supply chain that they're using to make them, but they're not actually cleaning up the food products. They're not actually cleaning up the various, the chemicals, the guar gum, the carrageenans, the sugars. Like, I remember looking at Glutino or something like that as like a cookie brand that makes gluten-free cookies. I'm like, these gluten-free cookies are still full of stuff that's going to make my body go wah and like freak out and not be able to function. Like, it's not, I can't do that. It's, and you got to be really, really clear about those foods and what you put in your body.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, these women become warriors. They just are, this activates and this intelligence, because they just absorb this information and they become detectives of food labels. They're just so amazing because the fallout is so real. And I have an online community where we share all of that resources, and you know, people say, I found this, and have your child react to this, and we share all this information. And it's just amazing to see these women, they just, this energy, this goddess warrior energy just emerges. And it's like the mama bear in this beautiful feminine form and an intellect, you know, that comes out and just says, no, thank you. We do not do that. And they find the time and the resources, and they you know, find the money, and they see the change, and mm-hmm. and they're breaking cycles. It's very exciting. And I think the world is changing as a result of our commercial interests, because we're all consumers, and consumerism can either better the planet or can continue to deteriorate. And it's these women on the front line, these goddess warriors of these special needs kids, who are standing up and going, no, 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 we will not have that in our home. I don't care if I have to have pay double and they only get one piece a week. We will not have that in our home, because they're the decisions. Yeah. The fallout is real. And I do think the world is changing for a lot of positives based on these women who are creating this crusade. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you look at the grocery store shelves, like a conventional grocery store from 10 years ago to now, there's an organics aisle. Straight up, that's a huge win. There's a organic, I mean, the whole grocery store could be organic, and there are places like that, but like, you know, 50, 150 years ago, they just called that food. It was just food. It just came like that, you know? But the work that moms are doing and choosing with their dollars and choosing their products wisely, in saying, you know, we're going to buy these because they're organic and they're sprouted and they're this and they're that, and they don't have any of that, all of those things that other people think it's okay to put in food that are not food products. And I mean, I feel really proud, because Alex will go to the grocery store and, oh, mom, can I have this? I'm like, check the ingredients. He goes, oh, it's got like sugar as the third ingredient, and puts it back on the shelf. Because in his mind, what I told him is like accurate-ish, but like accurate enough that it modifies his behavior the way that I want. And he's like, in his mind, sugar is poison. I'm like, yeah, because sugar strips essential minerals, nutrients, and things that your body needs to live and to function from your body so quickly. I remember I was flabbergasted when I found out that the reason that kids who have dental issues, it's not physically the sugar on the teeth, it's that the sugar is draining the minerals and the nutrients from the body on such a level that it's also pulling them out of the teeth. It's like, what? I had no idea.
And it's with women who say, I've got nothing left. I'm so depleted after nursing my child, and my teeth are falling apart, my hair's falling out. Well, that's a nutritional deficiency, because you don't have the stores. And this is where pre-pregnancy care and all of these pieces come in. And it's exciting, because kids like Alex are going to be the next generation. So we move from my mom to me to now the kids that we're raising who are like Alex. It's moving in the right direction, where we will step up and we will say no to Monsanto. We will say no to chemicals and aborted fetal cells and aluminium and lead in immunizations. And we will stop aspartame being in everything, and low fat and low sugar and low carb, because the knowledge is there. And I get excited about the future, because I do think that change is coming, because there's enlightenment and there's knowledge, and these warriors are educating their kids, just like you are with Alex. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been up to some medical statistics. And I think this is a big part of the game, is that if we live like that and we consume like that, like we have the standard SADS, you know, standard American diet, we're going to become a medical statistic by the time we're 45, 55, 65. Whereas our kids won't do that, because they won't have to do the detox work, because they've had all of this junk in their system like we have to. You know, we're hitting almost 40. And we've got to do some mop up, because we might have eaten really great the last 8 years when we woke up, but before that we still had chemical crap in our childhood, right? It's very exciting to then be able to see how the world's going to change, to embrace and be a more supportive environment for these special needs kids, because the knowledge is getting out there.
I'm on a big mission to end family trauma in this generation, and so I'm working with conscious moms to create a powerful change where we can become bulletproof, where we have no triggers, where our children cannot touch us, no matter what they throw at us, so that we can be the kind of moms that we needed and the kind of moms that we want to be for this new generation, so that we can end rape, we can end trauma, we can end neglect, we can end sexual shame, we can end consumerism, we can end screen addiction, we can end all of these things by how we choose to parent and how we show up in the world. So I invite you to be here on this journey with me, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the other side. So get your name and email in that box and join me on this journey. It's going to be an incredible 7 days where you are guided every day to understand how to create better habits, how to not give up, and how to implement the 60-second hack to rewire your brain so that you know that no matter what's happening, you'll come back to a loving place fast. Love you. I'll see you on the other side.